Frantic Thoughts from an Anxious Neurotic Vagabond, an essay by P.S.G. Lopes. I've always thought I was built like an ox. I've always been on the heavier side, but took great pride in how my family didn't have to worry about me health-wise. Aside from the aches and pains that accompany getting older, I was comforted in the relief that yes, I had my mental health struggles, but physically I was hanging in there. This past Christmas, that comfort was taken away from me. This has been the toughest month of my life, sitting around in absolute terror, awaiting the numerous health appointments to finally get some answers. Appointment one passed, and my case is a little more complicated than I had hoped. Three appointments now expanded to six, with blood work and various specialists needed to pinpoint what on earth is happening to my body. It was a devastating blow that what I once thought of as being built like an ox, only now to realize I was built like a Ford, forever panicking, wondering if I, too, would be found on road dead. A bit of levity amidst my crazed anxiety, taking me to dark places I don't want to go. I've been reading quite a bit, and that's one of the few things that keep me grounded and sane while I await the seemingly endless upcoming appointments. I've been on a journey reading all sorts of books, books that I had always wanted to read, books that have special meaning to me, and books that I was supposed to read in school many years back but never did, but still somehow managed to skate by. Among the books I've read so far this month, I read The Chocolate War. The quote that got me was from Raynault. At first, he was tempted to make a change after reading a poster saying, "Do I dare disturb the universe?" Later, after the horrific end to the events that took place throughout the book, he concluded, "Don't disturb the universe, no matter what the posters say." I am haunted by this and wonder if there was a reason why I've always felt this insane urgency to accomplish everything and anything all at once. This rapid, unquenchable desire to do as much as possible, like somehow internally I knew my time was very limited. Everything I've ever done was spontaneous, quick, rushed, in a frantic hurry, not paying much attention to the ever-changing world around me. I'm dying, I'm convinced. Inconsolable. No differentiation between my anxious brain and the version of me that is of a sound, controlled mind. I don't know what's going to happen to me, but I am fucking terrified. I feel more isolated and alone than I ever felt. I'm dying, I'm adamant. I'm dying, I continue. The waiting. That's what gets me. The waiting. The endless hours, the imaginary clock ticking in my head. Life is fast-forwarding quicker than ever. There's so much left to do, but my mind is paralyzed. I'm experiencing all the stages of grief at once. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, but never acceptance. I can't accept this as my life. I won't accept this. This isn't it. I have to be okay. I have so much left to do. My family needs me. I'm dying. No, I'm fucking not. This isn't the end. I simply won't let it be.